Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Red wolves once roamed much of the southeastern U.S. Today, only about 100 exist in the whole world, and they're in North Carolina, thanks to a federal reintroduction effort. But complaints from landowners have the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service thinking about ending that program. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WUNC's Dave DeWitt reports.
Hank and Betty seem like they're in a pretty good mood today. It stopped raining, and the sun is poised to peek out between the loblolly pines that surround their den. And their caretaker, Kim Wheeler, has brought them a snack.
So there's Betty. And there's my Hank.
As the director of the Red Wolf Coalition, Wheeler cares for these two captive red wolves at their enclosure in rural eastern North Carolina. Wild red wolves are top-level predators here on North Carolina's coastal plains in and around the Alligator River National Wildlife Refuge. They eat mostly rodents, white-tailed deer, raccoons, and wild turkey. And they're definitely stealthy. Kim Wheeler has been here 9 years and only seen them twice in the wild, but she hears them quite a bit.
I love their howl, and to know that that sound would have gone extinct if the service had not stepped in to do something to restore this animal is kind of an amazing thing when you stand there and hear that and know that that could have been erased from this planet.
Keeping the red wolf howling in North Carolina's wild has not been cheap. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recorded these wolves here and has spent nearly $30 million since the start of the recovery program. For all of those 27 years, it's been a constant struggle to manage breeding and keep red wolves off of private lands. And those landowners have been skeptical of the recovery program almost from its inception. But lately, as both the wolf population and general anger with the federal government has grown, the situation has come to a head.
All right, everybody about ready?
About 100 or so people are crammed into the cafeteria at Matamuskeet High School, just a few miles from the wildlife refuge. They're here for a public comment session as part of the federal review that will determine the future of the Red Wolf Recovery Program. Wade Hubers, a local farmer, kicks things off.
I want the Red Wolf Program done away with. I'm no biologist, but I know that if you put red wolves on the refuge and there's no food supply, they're not going to stay there.
That's been true since 1987, when one of the very first reintroduced red wolves roamed into a nearby town. Since then, the red wolves have mated with the encroaching coyotes. And since coyotes are allowed to be hunted, endangered red wolves are getting killed too. 2013 was a record for such shootings when 11 red wolves were shot and killed. Janet Hoban is with the National Wolf Watchers Coalition. She flew in from Los Angeles to attend the meeting. She says North Carolina's 100 or so wild red wolves are under attack.
The current number would be even greater if not for the number of wolves illegally killed by gunshot over the past couple of years.
All of the shootings prompted a federal judge to issue an injunction on coyote hunting in the area earlier this year. That further infuriated landowners like Roger Seal. A hunter, he spent $8,000 a year over several years to cultivate wild turkey on his property.
But when I started checking my field cameras, trail cameras, I'd see turkey, see wolf.
In about a year, no more wild turkeys were showing up on his trail cameras. Now, he's one of the strongest advocates for ending the Red Wolf Recovery Program.
I don't want any animal to go extinct, but I also don't want the protection of an animal to affect the personal landowner.
Early next year, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is expected to make a final decision on the future of the wild red wolf, and whether its distinct howl will continue to echo across these North Carolina coastal plains. For Here and Now, I'm Dave DeWitt.
And you're hearing this on Here and Now.